Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. I hope everyone is doing great. Today is May 1st. Yes, it is. It's almost summertime. I hope everyone is doing fine. And you, as you know, on my show, we agree to disagree. We don't have, you know, the argument. So it's just something that I, you know, always say. It is a 30-minute show today. And I have some people coming on today to give some testimonies and give us some information. If you're someone out in the community, if you have anything that the community needs to be aware of, I don't care if it's a function at a church that no one, you know, that different people attend, let us come and, you know, bring the unit back together, help each other, you know, be there, back each other, you know. If anything's going on, track meets or, you know, you have a kid that run track or play sports and you're proud of he or she, you know, call in and, you know, give a shout out to them, you know. So we got to keep these babies focused and let them know that we have their back. And like I stated earlier, we're going to have a few people coming on. And we have Alicia. She's the manager over the Library Cafe at 1280 Woodhaven Boulevard, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112. And if you're looking for a place that's for grown and sexy, and, you know, you don't have to worry about no little kids coming in the club, which, you know, I have to say it because they do try to come in, and, you know, you just want some laid-back atmosphere, you know, contact Alicia at the Library Cafe. And she will be on the show this evening also. And the number to contact Miss Alicia is area code 214-299-0145. If you're looking for a place to have a party or even a church function or a style show or, you know, the list goes on. The building is there. She's good people. And then we're trading, you know, black, and that's what we do here. You know, we need everybody to know where everybody is so it could be like that close-knit family, you know. If you need your taxes done, get in touch with Romaris, the gentleman that's over the legacy business. Yes, he also does taxes. So, you know, we won't that arrangement to be out there. It's like if you need some footage done, you want some film, get in touch with Angelico McKinney. He good at what he do. You see, that's what I'm saying. If you want that knowledge about starting your own business, Black Wall Street, Caesar the Lion, and Lico McKinney, they the beginners. So we all in this together. We just want to make, you know, this a cohesive place to where we can go and we can just keep our monies in the community. Also, the Black Wall Street market is open every Saturday. I'm not sure about if there's going to be a charge this month because this is the beginning of a new month. Last month, it was no charge for boot fees or vending fees or anything. So I'm not sure about that, but I will look into that and make sure you all get that information. But if you do any type of anything, if you make blankets, come on out there to the Black Wall Street, you know, and trade your goods. They, you know, we're just trying to bring, you know, the family unit back together, you know, as something that the family can get together and do just for Saturday. And also I'm going to have Faye Anderson on. She's a counselor. Anger management and something else you do. She'll tell you when she come on. But anyway, I'm gonna go to some music, and this is the way Miss K feeling today. We're gonna upbeat. We're gonna stay on the positive. And here we go.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Me and Roger was doing the swing out. We was dipping, we was getting it in. How you doing this evening? If you're wanting to speak about anything or you have something to say, just push the number one and I will open up your mic. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm into that music. Let's get some big guys. I'm sorry, I see you now. Well, good evening. Good evening.
Well, good evening. How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Great. More bounce to the ounce, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was getting to me and Roger had a little session over here.
Oh, goodness.
I was getting it to him. He was trying to dance too, babe. We were getting it.
Who is this?
You know, Roger Zapp, you know, ain't nobody here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I had the club scene going in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So how was your day before we get started?
My day has been great. I've had a happy day. You know, I don't let anything spoil my day or
mm-hmm.
kill my joy. You know, my joy is my joy.
Mhm. So everyone, this is our guest speaker of the day. This is Miss Faye Anderson, and I would let her tell you more about her and her services and things. Miss Anderson, you have the floor.
Thank you. Again, my name is Faye Anderson. I'm owner and operator of A Ray of Hope Faith-Based Counseling. It's counseling for couples, children, teens, and I specialize in anger management. But, of course, that's not the only counseling that I provide. I also have a sister-to-sister conference line. It's every first and last Saturday of the month where we come together and just talk about things and anything that's on your mind that you'd like to talk about, we do discuss. So just call in any first or last Saturday from 12 to 1:30. That number is 605. The number is 475-6720. I'll repeat that for you just a second. Let everybody get a chance to get a pen. I should have said that before I started. But that's okay. I'll wait a second. Always revisit whatever you said.
Mm-hmm.
The number is area code 605-475-6720, and it will ask you for a code, and your code is 264-8847. 264-8847.
All righty.
And you can also reach me for counseling services at 817-307-5732. Just call for an appointment. We do have consultations. You can call in and just say that you'd like to have a consultation. We can do that. Every counselor is not for everybody, and I understand that and I respect that. So just call me. Don't sit there and needing help or knowing that your kids are going through something and you can't help them, but maybe you've got too much pride to say my child needs help and I can't help them. Well, don't be too prideful, because that's that child's future. You
mm-hmm.
need to call and get them help.
Yes, and it's a lot of that goes around. As far as, you know, the parents, they just quick to throw up their, I'm not saying all. They're quick
yeah.
to like, well, you know, they get a certain age, you can't tell them nothing. The devil is a liar. You
yes,
his parents,
he is.
But it depends on what you've done in front of. You know what I'm saying? So you as a child, y'all friends. And that kind that bothers me, because my child will never be my best friend. And I'm sorry. Because I'm still his mother. We will be friendly and we could talk about things. But I need a girlfriend that I can really be open with. You know what I'm saying? A best friend that I could just really just, hey, be me. And I don't want my child to know XYZ about his mama, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So it's just, mama, here's the TV.
I'm
just,
turning it down.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, I
it's,
thought I had it. Got it.
Okay. So, you know, it's just something that you have to, you can't be a friend and a parent. You can be friendly. You know what I mean by y'all going out together, you know, because when the child says something back to you, then you want to pull the mama cord. You know, now they
mm-hmm.
disrespectful. You know, now
yeah.
you just think you grown. No, you made him grown, he or she. So it's, you just got to, gotta be careful with the things you say. I mean, I just now, I'm still a parent. No, you know. So you got to be careful with that. If you raise them right, they won't cross you, you know, or say anything out the way. But I am very much close to my children. I love them to death. But my boys will never be my best friends. They will be, you know. We can. That's just what that ain't gonna be. I'm still a parent. I'm still mother, and he's still a child. Both of them. So, no, best friend thing, no. We will be friendly. I will be a parent. I love you, and I'll be there. You can tell me anything. But as far as my best friend, that won't be. It got to be something wrong with a 50-year-old talking about a 7-year-old as their damn best friend. That's, you, that's something. It's something wrong with the adult. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna lie. But anyway, y'all know me.
Yes.
Yes, it's the truth.
Yes,
but
it is truth. And it's not only what you do in front of them, it's the rules and bylaws that you have in your home. If you don't mm-hmm. set some standards and some rules in your house, then that's the equivalent of a kid raising itself. And
yes,
if everything that happened is yes, because you don't want to hurt their feelings because dad is nowhere around, you're
mm-hmm.
going to reap the benefit of that, and it's going to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised at, right, you'd be surprised at how many single women, you know, will call me and say, well, my son is 9 or 8, and I can't do anything with him, or he's 10 or 12, and I'm scared of my son. And see that now that kind of thing is hard for me, but they don't see the part that they played in it. They just see
mm-hmm.
that my son needs help or my daughter needs help. Girls are getting
mm-hmm.
out there too, but they
right.
don't see the part that they played, and it's always they. But no, sometimes the parent
mm-hmm.
needs to come too.
Yeah. Now, that's the gospel right there. Because one thing about it, and two for sure, it took two DNAs to make this baby. This child
yeah.
is acting like one of y'all or somebody in y'all family. So let's just call a spade, you know?
Yeah.
They're acting like someone. So don't,
yeah.
oh, it's something wrong with her. She just fast. She just, you know, she just, well, she just got it from where?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, you know, let's stop bringing negativity to the children. on their reactions, or their actions rather, on their actions,
mm-hmm.
until you know what the problem is. You know,
yeah.
Don't down the child. You know, because once you got to know something is not right. Because if you're a mother, you know what's wrong with your child. If there is something wrong, they may have anger issues. Even as little kids, 2 and 3, you see this evolving. This
You do.
You know, this
but
is
not
right.
But not every woman has that mother instinct. They just believe that, well, daddy's not here, and I've got to make things right. Might
mm-hmm.
need to work 2 jobs, and something is going lacking, and it's usually the child.
Mm-hmm.
Although the child is healthy, although he may be doing good in school and all that,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean that child is healthy. When they hit teens or the teenage years,
mm-hmm.
then you see a whole different person, and then you're going to want to know, well, what happened to my baby? Well,
mm-hmm.
you missed a whole segment of his life.
That's true.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And you know, that's, you know,
so we have to realize the parts that we play.
Mhm. Mhm. And you know, and then just as people, we need to get together and just, you know, try to help one another instead of bringing them down or trying to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now that's just everybody, everywhere, every
yeah.
walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get to a certain, it just seems as if when we get to a certain standard in our life or status in our life, we look down
mm-hmm.
on the others and say, well, I got mine, you get yours. Well, see, it doesn't work like that, because
yeah.
unless we all have 2 nickels in our pocket to rub together, you
mm-hmm.
your work is not done.
Yeah.
You think that you've arrived, and you think that you've done this and that, so let everybody else get it for themselves. Doesn't work like that.
No.
You
and,
still
and
should be able to extend your hand to help somebody else. And when you get too big to where you're thinking, well, I made it for myself, they can do it for theirs, then it's something wrong with you.
Yeah. That's usually what it is. We have another person with a hand up. I'm going to go straight to him. Could you hold on a minute, Ms. Anderson?
Sure.
Okay. Good evening. We have 3 minutes left of the show. How am I speaking with?
Hello, peace and greetings. Much love. This is Equanee from calling from South Carolina. How you ladies
hey.
Doing?
Just fine. How
All
are
right.
you?
I'm doing just great. Well, I just wanted to kind of chime in on the discussion, talking about the community,
okay.
but I see you guys about to get ready to wrap it up. But it's always a good time to speak on it, but I definitely have to agree
yeah,
with what you sisters were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times
talk.
I'm seeing those dynamics where you have, and even in the hood, quote unquote, when you have the dynamics
mm-hmm.
where drug dealers, they want to come and fill their pockets with money. But all of the while, they're destroying other people's families. And a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
those drug dealers
Man.
Could very well have come through those destructive families where they are
yeah.
actually victims, so they turn around and to do it to someone else. But it is going to be very important that we see that the resource right now, no dollar is going to be great enough. Not one man, Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
is going to be. My grandma used to tell me, coming up, she said, my want is your want. My hurt,
mm-hmm.
your hurt. My
uh-huh.
need, your need.
That's
Ubuntu,
right.
Ubuntu, as this is an African term that basically describes the unification of all of us together. There is no I in team, that we
mm-hmm.
do have to. When I look
yes,
at
sir.
Having the resource, I'm looking mm-hmm. at, even though I might have millions of dollars, but I'm looking at if my brother and sister, if they're downtrodden, if they are in a bad situation, then my heart is going, I can't even live right because, you know, I'm going to be thinking about, you know, my brother and sister. So I'm going to be wanting to have some type of system that is going to heal and restore our people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's what
yeah.
I want to do with that. But a lot of times our people haven't been taught. What we see, even what you guys are describing, is the fact that we are still basically in slave-like conditions where our people are thinking in the slave manner. So rather than at each other as our friend, as our brother and sister, we're looking at that as another payday. We're looking at each other as another meal, at, you know, as just an enemy. You know, that's not the case. We're definitely brothers and sisters. So
that's
things
true.
Won't change until we feel like this about each other. But thank you guys for having this wonderful discussion with the community.
Yes, and my phone number, my name is Kay Smith. My phone number is 817-566-4555. And it sounds like we can collaborate on some things. You know, you pick my brain, I pick yours, and we can come together and make some things happen, you know, if that's what you're looking for.
Yes, sis. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to grab me a pen right quickly.
Okay. Okay.
That was great.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that number? I'm sorry.
817.
Uh-huh.
566.
Uh-huh.
4555.
Okay. Okay.
And just give me a call, and, you know, and then, you know, we can get it, you know, we can do some things. Just give me a call, and I'll be off in 10 seconds.
Okay.
If you want to talk.
Yes, ma'am. And you ladies have a wonderful rest of the night and good week, okay?
And you
thank
as well.
You so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That ends our show for today. You see how go out work?
Yes, you never, ever doubt that because there's always one person listening. Mm. If you only reach one person, if one person calls in, then you will have done what God has designated you to do for that particular segment. Always remember that. That's the way I do on my Sister to Sister. I have 12 lines. Sometimes it's just me. And at the last 30 minutes, the phone would just start popping. Women calling in for prayer and calling in for help, calling in because I need to talk. But if you say from 1 to 1:30 or from 6 to 6:30, you stay there on the nose because you never know what God has in store.
Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate you calling in, and we will get back together. I'm thinking about doing something later on this week. But I'll let you know.
All right, sweetie. Take care and be good. And those that are listening that didn't chime in, God bless. See you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.